Vice-Chancellor, graduands, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years ago, I came to Norwich for the first time, to UEA for the first time, to interview for a position on the Creative Writing MA course. It was the last year that Malcolm Bradbury, who had set up the course in the early 70s, was teaching here. He would retire at the end of that year. But it wasn't Malcolm who interviewed me, it was John Cook and Rose Tremaine. I remember thinking that I had done very, very badly in the interview. If I recall correctly, I mentioned a recent audition I'd had with a new Dublin band to be called Boyzone, and my disappointment at getting eliminated after the third round. Afterwards, taking a walk around the lake, I vowed to reapply the following year, and this time to do it right and steer clear of the pop culture references. Later, as I walked past the English department on my way to the bus stop, I ran into Rose, and we stopped and we chatted for a few minutes. And at the end of the conversation, she said she would put me out of my misery and told me that I had got in. I remember sitting on the bus, the train, and then the plane, feeling excited and apprehensive about what lay ahead. I was very young at the time, only 22, but had wanted to be a writer for as long as I could remember. I had never lived outside Dublin, had published a few short stories at home, and when I arrived here in the autumn to begin the course, I felt intimidated being surrounded by 11 other aspiring novelists, each of whom seemed more experienced in writing, more published, and crucially, appeared to have already found their voices, for the majority were writing stories or novels that were far outside my capabilities at the time. It was an exciting, traumatic, fun, creative, and memorable year. I fell in love for the first time and had my heart broken for the first time. Malcolm liked some of my work and seemed baffled by the rest of it. We had classes where it felt as if we were all supporting each other, and workshops where people stormed out afterwards in tears, convinced they were talentless. Some of them were. And then quickly, so quickly, too quickly, it was all over. The year came to an end. New students were making their way along University Drive, and we all had to go back to our real lives, which seemed a pale imitation of the UEA experience, where for all the laughs and all the heartbreak, I had been treated like the one thing I had always wanted to be, a writer. Because that's what UEA does. It makes you feel like you're already the thing you want to be. It fills you with belief and self-confidence and steers you in the direction you need to go to succeed. Soon after, some of my fellow students began to get published. Richard Beard secured a deal for a novel with HarperCollins. Jeanette Jenkins and Beau Fowler for theirs with Random House. Toby Litt for a collection of stories with Secker and Warburg. A few more years passed, I was working as a bookseller in Waterstones, writing every day and wondering whether my chance would ever come or would I be left behind. I would not, I swore to myself, be left behind. When I finally got published 5 years after the end of the course in 2000, it was a strange experience. You wait so long to achieve your goals, and for most debut novelists, very little happens. The book doesn't sell very well. You're not whisked off first class to the Sydney Writers Festival to drink schooners of VB with Tim Winton, or brought to New York to talk politics over cocktails with Philip Roth, or accompanied to India for a personal sightseeing tour of Delhi with Salman Rushdie. Instead, you're still shelving books in Waterstones, you're still flat broke, and you're still hoping that someone, somewhere, someday, will read your book. But at least it exists. It's there. It's on the shelf. And your name is on the spine. You've started. I returned to UEA exactly 10 years after my student days as a writing fellow. And it was a joy to come back. When I returned, I had just published my third novel, Crippen, and had a manuscript in my bag that I was editing and preparing to give to my agent. It was called The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. And I sat in my little apartment opposite the Environmental Science Building, which I had christened the Bunker, and worked on it every day. And once again, I fell in love, and once again, I had my heart broken, and once again, I enjoyed every single minute of it. Another 10 years went by, and I returned once again last autumn, this time teaching on the MA Creative Writing course, where I was blessed with a wonderful, talented group of students who, I think, were kinder and more considerate of each other's feelings than my own group had been 20 years earlier. And my love affair with UEA continued. I didn't fall in love this time. I've got married in the meantime, so it's okay. It's a place to which I will always return. My life is built around books, around reading, and around writing. And much of that found its beginnings right here on this campus. When I received the letter informing me that I'd been recommended for this honorary doctorate, I was overwhelmed. I'm very grateful for it, Not just because it gives me the chance to lord it over Roddy Doyle and Anne Enright as Dr. Boyne. I'm assuming John Banville has about 10 of these things. But because it comes from a place that I love very much and an institution to which I owe a lot. I'd like to congratulate all the graduands on their awards today and wish them well as they set off on the next stage of their lives. And of course, I want to thank the university, not just for this honour, but for all the support, advice and friendship that it has given me over 20 years. I would have always been a writer, I believe, but I would have been a far lesser one without the experiences that I've had here at UEA. Thank you very much.